The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is great. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
On this week's episode, I'm going to be joined by Em Clarkson and Alex Light from the Should I Delete That podcast. And today, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Instead of me always reading minds, I'm going to get Em to do the hard work for me. I'm going to teach her how to read Alex's mind. Will it work? Well, you'll have to find out. Let's see how it goes. For now, guard your mind and welcome to Influenced. Welcome, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
It is great to have you on Influenced. Really appreciate you coming in. How much do you guys know?
In life?
Not much.
Quick quiz, yeah. What do you know about everything?
That's a big question.
Yeah, I tried to not tell the guests what's going to happen, so this is like more of a roller coaster.
Yes. Yeah. We are not prepared. We're not prepared. And I'm nervous and excited at the
same
time.
I'm sweating,
slightly shaky. I'm scared.
Right, girls, before we get into the chats, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
True truths and a lie. Okay. You've heard of this game before?
Yes.
We're going to play this game right now.
Okay.
And my job as the mentalist is to try and figure out when you're telling the truth,
okay,
when you're telling a lie.
Okay.
So we're going to do this
with
you, Alex.
Okay.
And this is a good excuse to get to know you a little bit. I will say, just a little bit of a brief, most people, they say the lie first, so that's a warning.
Okay.
You can now try double bluff me or not. Don't want to throw you off too
much. Oh, that's
cruel, isn't it?
That's a mindfuck. Wait, that's fair.
Yeah, you say whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, that's a mindfuck. Now I have no idea. And I had my order as well, and now I don't know. Now I'm confused.
You can't say that, though.
Mind what?
No, you're not allowed. I'm joking. No.
That was shit, really.
Right, we're gonna try not to throw you off too much. I do feel like I'm putting you on the spot now, which
yeah,
is
are.
Good, because the more nervous you are, the easier this makes it for me.
Okay.
By the way, you don't know what these are going to be, presumably, so
No. You
can play along as well and see if you can guess.
But what if I do know?
If you do know,
just by virtue of the fact she can't keep a secret, for sure.
Well, that will help me for sure. If it's actually more fun, two people makes it easier because I can just read you too.
Yeah. No, I actually don't know if I've told you this. I don't know if you'll know.
But you have. You have three ready to go.
I've got three ready to go.
In your head?
But I don't know if, in my head.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
good. Yeah. All right.
I just need to say that I need to like get a moment to compose because I want to say them properly.
Totally. Oh, very importantly, don't tell me which one you're going to do first, like somebody did recently when I played this game. They said, right, we'll do the lie first and then told me. So don't do that. As long as you do that, we're good.
Okay,
Alex, two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Give me your first lie or truth.
So I'll give you my lie first. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Okay. Okay. Now I'm really nervous. Okay. I used to be a national dressage rider.
dressage.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Horses, basically.
Oh, that makes it easier for me. Okay.
The question. And I had to be homeschooled for a lot of my education because I had to travel so much.
Okay, that's good. Lots of detail. Mm. I will not give my verdict on it yet. Okay, next one.
My next one.
Look at you staring so skeptically. That's good. Like, mm-hmm. Okay.
My next one. I have this weird talent at spot the difference. And when I was skin in uni, me and my mates would go to different pubs. You know, they had the quiz machines. They had spot the difference on there. Mm-hmm. We'd go to different pubs and just drain the machines of the money in there because I would win all the spot the difference games.
Ooh, okay, that's good. Okay. Question for you.
Yes.
I just took one of my rings off. Do you notice which one's gone?
The one in your...
No, it's from this hand. Okay, I think... Okay. I think... Possibly that might be the light. Well, we'll continue going.
Okay.
Okay, last question.
Last question. On my first day of a new job in a brand new country, I kissed my new boss on the lips by accident and hid in the toilet for an hour.
Okay.
Because I was so scared.
That one's definitely true. I think that's a true one. Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that just for a second. Don't tell me if I'm right or not, but...
About my boss.
Yeah, how did that? How did you accidentally kiss a boss?
But well, it was in France. Don't know if you know, lived in France.
Yeah, this is definitely
never
true.
Mentioned that.
Humble brag. Not even humble. And we did. They kissed twice each cheek, which I was not used to. As mm-hmm. a Brit, we shake hands, don't we?
We do.
Hug if it's very extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. So we had to do a double kiss. I froze, didn't know which way to go. There is an order in France, I think, and I just didn't get the order. So we both went the same way. I kissed him on the lips, and then I went to hang out in the toilet for an hour because I was so scared.
Do you think he liked it?
No, he was mortified. I swear he was about to cry. So, it was not good.
Right, I'm saying with 100% positivity that has got to be true. Am I right?
Should I tell you or not?
Yeah, that's gonna be. Well, maybe don't tell me. I'll place my guess. I'm a bit more confident on this than I was the last time I played this game. I think you really do think you're good at spot the difference.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's probably something true about the first one, but I think there's a lie in there somewhere. And I think you tried to catch me out by giving me the lie first because that's what I told you to do.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, there we go. That's good. I can rest easy tonight, Em. It's okay. It's okay. So you tell us, what was the lie? Was it partially true or complete?
No, I'm actually allergic to horses.
No way. Yeah. So you kind of caught me out there a little bit because I thought you were maybe telling a bit of the truth. People do that.
You caught me out. I was like, God, that's amazing.
Mm. I was like, Em, don't look at me because you will know it, like with full certainty that this is bollocks.
No, she pulls out your childhood is like, literally she just comes out and she's like, yeah. So I was like a national swimmer. I put as one of, I don't think anyone's going to ask me, but I panicked in case someone would. And I said that my lie was that I used to play professional badminton. And I was like, I know that you'll just be like,
that's not true.
What the fuck?
I've never thought of what mine would be, but I have to do that on an episode sometime. Maybe we can play it on your podcast.
Oh my God, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we're going to ask. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you really do think you're good at spot the difference?
Yeah.
Clearly not.
You are for real?
Yeah.
Well, that was a bit unfair what I asked you there.
I haven't done it for a while, but yeah, I used to be. It was like my thing, and we'd be like, we need a bit of money to go and get some drinks. Let's just like pub hop and get drain the machines.
Fair, I like it. Well, that's good. So we've learned you are a good spot the difference person, which means you're observant. Might help you with some of the tricks here. Catch me out. You never know. And then, of course, the last one was just, that's completely true.
Yeah, it's just completely true.
Oh,
yeah,
God help you. That's,
it was horrible.
That's not nice.
No, I cried in the toilet for it. And then you know, when it goes a little bit past, it's a little bit too long for you to leave the toilet, so you start to panic, and then it just gets longer and longer and longer, and then you're like, I live here now. I live in the toilet now.
Oh, God. Well, listen, it sounds like a mortifying time. I'll try not to embarrass you that much on the podcast
here.
We're going to get to some more personal stuff in a bit. Thank you for playing.
Well done.
On a lie.
Well done.
I know, I always get a bit of a panic because, listen, some of the other tricks I do, they're very impossible, and how could I possibly know that? But when it's a, like, 1 in 3, if I mess that up, that's not good.
It's like, and it's the start.
Are you allowed to tell us how you guess?
Oh, we'll absolutely get into some of that.
Okay, fine.
You know, for the listeners who listen to Influence Plus, we break down some of the tricks as well. They can find out how some of this stuff works, but I'll break down some in a second. And actually, towards the end of the show, as you well know, we're going to give you a chance at learning how some of the mind reading works as well. And you're going to try it yourself, which is going to be exciting. But we'll get to that. For now, we were talking about your podcast a second ago. You guys have the... Well, I want you to talk about it. Tell about how it got started.
We're really shit at talking about it. We make it sound so bad. It's like, so we have a podcast.
Make it sound as bad as possible.
What do you talk about? And we're like, I don't know, like stuff.
Everything.
Anything.
Elevator pitch me.
What do you want us to talk about?
It's so bad.
Well, let's start with the name of the podcast. Where did you get that from?
It's called Should I Delete That? And we went around the houses with the name, as you do. But our friendship literally, like, was founded on texting each other after we'd put something on Instagram that we regretted, being like, hey, should I delete that? Because it's like the amount of times you put shit up and then you get a bad, you know, you'll get like a bad DM or a reaction or whatever, or someone like doesn't get the joke. And then you're like, is this a me thing? Or was that like objectively the wrong thing to do? Mm. So yeah, we kind of did it on that. And then it kind of was like a play on the fact that we wanted the episodes to have more nuance than what we can do on social media, because it's hard, isn't it? You can't get everything in.
No,
so.
You can't. So that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Well, when did you guys meet?
Like 3 years ago, like, I want to say.
But we weren't relatively recently. Wasn't like bam, first friends.
No.
I was, ooh, okay. You hated each other.
No, I thought she just didn't like me.
I knew you didn't like me.
Oh, what?
No, I thought you didn't like me, so I was just
like, I made the first move. I went up to her and I was like, hey. She's like, hi. and then I was like, I follow you on Instagram. And she was like, cool, yeah, I've seen you on Instagram. And then I checked and she didn't follow me. And I was like, oof.
Oh, that
but
hurts.
I did shortly afterwards, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. No, she did the right thing.
That's
yeah,
good. Yeah. You made up for your horrible mistake.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
It's because I'm wounding.
I used to be so bad for that, where I wouldn't follow people back on Instagram, because it was so cool to like follow a few people. And then you realise you're just a massive douche.
I know. I always panic about that now, because I feel like it does kind of hurt when someone that you know or semi know or meet and they have seen your content but they don't follow you, and you're like, oh,
it's
that's
worse
really
when
sad.
You know someone's followed you and then they unfollow you.
That's the worst.
And when you find that out, it's like, oh.
I used to have an app which was like not good for my mental health, that tells you who unfollows you.
Yeah, I think I had that back in the day too. That one, that hurts.
Oh, brutal. Because it would come up with like a green tick when it was someone that you followed had unfollowed you.
Oh, that's not nice. So I kind of set her up there to give me the lie straight away. But did you also notice it was the least detailed answer she gave? Pretty easy one to figure out there. Let's see how the rest of the episode goes. The podcast is called Should I Delete That?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the last post that you deleted? You actually did delete.
Oh,
this is the embarrassing thing, is Em's kind of over that phase of her
no,
life.
No, I did it recently. I did it.
Oh, you did?
I did it quite recently.
Okay, good.
I am mostly positive.
I delete a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. What's the last one I deleted? I think I deleted a set of stories, actually. I went on a bit of a wild one. A bit of a rant.
And I missed it. And then I just got there for the aftermath of her going, sorry, guys, I had to delete the stories. And I'm like, my God, what did you do?
It's so annoying when people do that, isn't it? It's so annoying when you watch that and you're like,
what did you do?
But then you feel like you have to acknowledge it in some way. So anyway, yeah, I delete stuff all the time. Yeah. Because I'm quite hot, I'm quite impulsive. I didn't really think before I do stuff, and then I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel right. But you're a bit better, I feel.
Yeah, I'm much better normally, but then I had it the other day after. Did you watch the Trainwreck documentary?
No.
Oh, so shit, it's so good. It's about like Woodstock in 1999 and how it all went wrong. And I basically put up a thing afterwards saying, because it was all about like... It went badly. It was really badly organised. And they had, like, rather than the original, they were trying to recreate the original Woodstock, but then they had, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Slipknot and, like, all these, like, basically metal bands. And it's like, well, obviously it's going to be a very different event if you had, like, Peace and Love and now you've just got, like, Fuck the System. And I said it on stories, but obviously you can't account for every single dollop of nuance in the whole world. And Slipknot fans got really pissed with me.
Yeah.
They were like, you are not, I thought you would advocate for so many subsects of society and you just are not advocating for metal fans. And I am really disappointed. And I was like, you know what? I can't even be bothered.
So guilty.
I was like, guilty. I don't advocate for Slipknot fans. Fucking shoot me. So I just deleted the stories and just left it.
Such a weird one to delete. I don't know. I went through and deleted loads of stuff recently.
Oh, did you? But like all back at the bottom.
Yeah,
ones.
I did that.
That's smart.
Yeah, I just.
But did you ever delete? Like, have you deleted something like you put up a post and then you're like, that's not good enough?
Usually,
like, the trick's
when
not
I
good
misspell
enough,
stuff, if I,
oh, right, okay.
I'll spend ages on the video, then post it with like a caption and misspell it like in a story and go, gotta get rid of that. I'm trying to think back. We'll talk about that more later as well. Yeah, but at least you haven't had to delete anything really horrendous, like no scandalous stuff. That's okay.
Em scared the living shite out of me the other day because she texted me saying, "Oh my God, Al, did you mean to put that on your stories, right?" And I don't know what, I didn't have my phone on me. So I saw it about 2 hours later. And you know when you feel your blood run cold, but also run hot at the same time. And then you're just like, what have I done? And I just saw boob. You'd just written something about boob. And I was like, what have I done?
Oh, God.
And she was fucking winding me up.
It is scary, though, when you have a public profile. And you, I'll tell you very quickly, the one that scared me the most, I didn't delete something, but I woke up and just grabbed my phone, went to the bathroom, and about halfway through, kind of looked down, and my phone was live streaming to Instagram while I was using the bathroom. And there were some people watching. Now, luckily, camera like towards my face, so it was okay. But it was a scary time. So,
oh my God, that's really
that
scary.
It's horrifying.
That was a bad
that's
one.
That's do you remember when you uploaded that massive like burn video on Piers Morgan, and then at the end there was just that random clip of the dogs playing? Like, she just did this whole like, "Say fuck you, Piers Morgan," and then at the end it was just like Betty and her friend Wilf. I can't remember which dog it was. Just
like such an inane, banal video of like, just like the dogs like looking at not even proper playing, and everyone was like, "Did you mean to put that clip at the end?" God. And I was like, "Yeah, so fuck you." And then, you know, mic drop. So
and then puppies.
And then dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice way to end off a rant. You know, everyone like you're warming back to you. Yeah, that's fine.
But you get all the comments like, "The ending, Al, the ending," and you're like, "Oh my God, what's the fucking ending? Like, what have I done?
Like, what have I put
it
in?"
It is terrifying.
It is quite scary.
Dear.
Yeah.
Right, listen, I can sit and talk to you for ages about this. Yes. We're going to take a quick break in a second, but before we do, we are going to play a game of 20 questions. Ooh. 20 questions, it's very simple.
Yes.
Are you up for this?
Yes.
You can play the game. Game is simple, 20 questions. I'm going to ask you to think of a question or something that I don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try and guess the answer within 20 questions. It's very, very simple. I'm going to try and do it in as few questions as possible.
Okay.
If you are comfortable, we're going to go for your bank PIN code.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've lost my bank card, haven't I? So it's completely irrelevant.
Oh, that makes it easy. I stole it. That's
right. 9 months
this
ago.
Is the second piece of puzzle, really.
He's been in this for the long game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a schemer, you know, long-term thinker. Okay, we're going to come back in a second, do 20 questions with your bank PIN code. But for now, we're going to take a quick break.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi guys, it's me, Sam.
And me, Billy, and we have a podcast called The Sam and Billy Show. Mam, what would you describe it as?
Good question.
Do you want me to prank you now?
Go for it. What are you going to say?
Next minute, me and her are in the meat wagon.
Shut
getting dropped off outside.
You've got rats. Not mice, rats.
He's going rats.
Mum's in there with me. I've got a Coke in my hand. I'm like, just giving birth. And I was like, oof.
And that is going to be the most irritating thing. Edward's going to be bugged out with you.
It's so annoying.
I've been playing Three Blind Mice and the recorder in the house. Seriously.
Oh, you would like it.
It's a boy.
And then we all just screamed, didn't we?
Have you never tried your breast milk?
No.
I think it's best to just give us a listen.
Listen to The Sam and Billy Show now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to our everyday kind of just gibberish, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Em, it is time. It is time to ruin your financial future.
Let's go.
Let's see how close I get. So again, rules are simple. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
The curveball that I'm going to throw in is that when you answer me, you don't have to tell me the truth.
You can lie to me.
Oh my God, so good.
Or you can tell me the truth to try and throw me off.
Okay.
And my job is to figure out when you're telling the truth, when you're lying, and that should tell me what your pin code is.
Okay.
So it's a bit trickier than the two truths and a lie, I will say.
This is an incredible... I honestly feel like I would probably be more comfortable if I was sitting here naked than I would like the level of like how exposing this is.
Yeah, you're very much on the spot.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. Firstly, could I just see your hands for a second? You're right-handed?
Yes.
Okay, you can drop your left hand for a little second. Can I take your right hand for a moment and just put it on top of my fingers like this? That's good. Okay. Oh, right, so this is quite simple. Would you keep track of the amount of questions I've asked, please?
Yep.
Again, you don't need to tell me the truth. You can lie to me, or you can tell the truth or try and double bluff me, whatever you want. Ready to rock?
Yes.
That didn't count as a question. Here we go. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Is there a repeated digit?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask that question again. It counts as two questions. Mm-hmm. Is there a repeated digit?
No.
Is there a zero inside?
No.
Is there a three?
Yes.
Is it genuinely the same as your phone passcode?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it your date of birth?
No.
Okay, that was telling the truth. Okay.
This is killing me.
You can relax your hands for a little second. This is going to count as one question. I'm just going to count one or zero through nine.
Okay.
Just try not to give this away. Can you picture the number here? Mm-hmm. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I know most of it, I think. Okay, I'm going to take one more question.
Okay.
One more question.
Yeah.
Which is there a five?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess at what it is. I think you can relax. No, it's okay.
I can't.
Breathe it out.
I cannot relax.
It's okay. We're back in the room. It's okay. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my guess. Forget the truth and a lie thing. If I get this wrong, you can be honest. If I get it right, be honest.
Okay.
Is your bank pin code something like...
Fuck off.
No, it's not.
Fuck off.
Is it?
I wrote it down earlier.
Fuck off.
How the fuck did you
get
that?
Can I see? Is it really?
It's really
It's good.
It's always been since HSBC gave me the card in like 2010. I need to change my PIN number now.
Yeah, you really should. And your phone passcode as well. Although you're a very trusting person, that's good.
I have nothing to hide and not much money worth stealing, so crack on.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? We're in a good spot. Thank you for playing 20Q. That was, some of the...
And you did it in 8.
I did it in 8. That was my next question.
But also, we're totally chill about the fact that, like, how? Because I laughed at 7 and I was like, oh, bless him, I'll have thrown him off just because I was just, like, panicking. How did you get it?
Well, again...
Sorry.
We're going to teach you how to...
Okay,
well, I've already told you how to do some. I didn't tell you how to do numbers, though, which is probably what freaked you out a little bit. So, again, just to go back, before the episode started, I actually took Em out of the room and I taught her how to do some of the mind-reading tricks I do. Oh. I don't know how well we're going to do, but we'll see. We might need to have a quick recap before we do. Okay. You don't even know what's going to happen yet, but that's okay. We'll get to that in a minute. But hopefully I tried to then use methods there that were different than what I taught you so that you weren't able to figure it out.
That was a lot.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Insane.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that one was a little bit easy for me. M was very easy to read, and once I went through the numbers, I picked up on her reactions quite quickly. See, numbers are usually a lot easier than words, just because there's less options. So when you're interviewing people together, it's only been a couple of years. Do you find, when I do stuff with my brother, we know what we're thinking. If we're filming something without having to say, we can just look at each other, and we know.
Yeah.
Do you find that... That happens to you, like a synergy now from doing so many podcasts
quite in
together.
Tune.
Yeah.
We are quite
That's
in
why
tune.
I like doing them in person because sometimes we have to record like on Zoom. And I really like when we interview people, I think we've really, and at the beginning we weren't so good, but we've really got into like, I can kind of tell like as well, even from your body language, like when someone says something that excites you.
I can
like see that. I was like, yeah, like that's really nice. So.
That's fun. Yeah. Isn't it? It must be nice to do it in a duo. That's.
It is nice because I used to do a podcast by myself and I was just dry as fuck. Like, I need someone to bounce off. I was not good by myself.
Do you get annoyed with each other often?
No, not often.
No.
I understand you better now. When I didn't understand you so well at the beginning, I'd be like, oh, like, and it was difficult because we did so much and there's so many people involved in what we've been doing. And now we've kind of like streamlined it.
Yeah.
We kind of, and I really feel like I know you well now. And when I understand people, nothing annoys me because I understand people. Do you know what I mean?
That
I'm probably still
sense.
Very annoying to you, but that's okay. I know that. And I know I have
so
been. yeah, I know I am.
What's your...
It's just there's a lot that, I mean, you know what it's like now doing a podcast. Like, you think it's so easy. Like, oh, we'll just go, we'll record. I'm like, great. Blah, blah, blah. It's actually so much to it and so many logistics that it can get a bit like, we just get bogged down.
And
in
we
that.
Work very differently.
We do.
I'm so organized.
You're like, so organized?
No, she, Alex is.
Yeah. You're really organized.
Yeah, and like when something comes in, she deals with it immediately and she's like, ding, 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 ding. And I'm just like, do, do, do. I will deal with that when I want to. And she's like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Why do you think you're so organized? Is it because of your background? Because you edited as a, it was a beauty editor, right?
Yeah. No, I think I'm a very disorganized person and I'm extremely chaotic. So it's my way of bringing order into my life and making me feel like I've got control of my life. So it's something that's developed over time and possibly developed too much, where it kind of does take over my life a little bit, but it's better than it used to be, where I was just living in absolute disarray and I just couldn't cope with anything.
So are you quite like a routine person?
Very much so.
Like morning routine, evening routine, all that stuff?
Yeah, I like structure, I like routine, I like everything to like go as it should. I like a plan.
What's the like the dream morning? Like the dream wake up, get started into work routine?
Do you know what I do? I like to start the day off with exercise because, like, I find that like, if I leave it for later, I'll just think about it all day, and I hate that. And it does. Everyone's like, "Oh, it helps your mental health." Blah blah blah. It really does help your mental health, doesn't it? Like, I think we can all agree on that. So, I don't really know what else. I've got dogs. So I like to play with my dog for a bit.
Yeah, that's good for the soul. I agree with you. Exercise in the morning is important.
It is, isn't it? It actually is. And you know, as I'm doing it, I'm like, fucking stupid exercise, the fucking stupid endorphins for my fucking stupid mental health. And then afterwards, I'm like, hey, I'm so glad I did
feel
that.
So good.
I feel so good.
Yeah, you can't really cheat that one either. That you gotta,
you can't,
just gotta do it.
No.
Yeah, I can't do it in the afternoon. I'll just not do it.
No. I hate that.
Will not do it. Do you do that?
I'll do it whenever. I don't really care.
Anytime you like.
Yeah. I like when Al talks about her life, I'm like, oh God, it sounds like, and I want to be like her so badly. Like, I want to be like you in, like, I want to be organized like you, and I want to reply to things like you do, and I want this structure like you do. But then when you actually explain it, I get this like you talk, you describe your life, and I'm like, oh, like I get this feeling in my tummy, and I'm like, I can't, like I couldn't.
Trapped.
I'd die.
Well, they say structure's freedom, though, because
that is how I.
We're actually more similar there in that for sure. So maybe I'm going to drop you as my new co-host.
Okay,
I'm actually going over there. Sorry.
I've thought about getting hypnotized for the organisational thing.
I can help.
Fuck off. Do you do hypnotizing?
Do you?
I've said I've been done it on the show because
we were talking about this earlier. You can't really do hypnosis on audio because if someone's driving,
that might be
bad. But we'll figure it out somehow. Yeah, I used to do that all the time. But
oh, interesting.
That's what I've wanted to do.
Hypnotize you to have a good morning routine.
No, it's not the mornings. I love my mornings. I get up at 6:30. I go for a walk for an hour and a half. It's my favorite thing in the world. It's like I love
that. An hour and a half walk first.
Love that. Yeah, I have to do that. I love my walk because I take my dog. Long. Like, it's my favourite.
Well, do you like listen to something? Or
anything.
Do you
I go with a friend, go by myself, take music, don't take music,
just
go
forever?
With my dog. Yeah, just go with whatever I want to do that day.
I like that.
And I love
long.
That. I really need
it
that.
It goes by really fast,
yeah,
though,
it does.
Doesn't it?
And you get in your routine, you've done your 10,000 steps, you just good vibes. And then whatever happens in the day, I'm just like, I'm like a Labrador, like I've walked myself. Mm. And then I feel really good and I'm like, cool for the day. And you've seen me on the days when I don't walk, I'm like up the walls.
Literally climbing the walls.
Yeah,
literally.
It's horrendous. I'm not good to be around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I nearly had a crisis the other day. I was having like a breakdown and realised, oh, it's because I didn't do my 10,000 steps.
Because you didn't do your walk.
Honestly,
yeah, literally, that's the same as me.
It's mental. Yeah.
That's the same as me. So maybe I do have a bit of routine. I just can't do it like you do. I wish I could. I work like you work. But I can't. It's not the cards for me. It might be after I've been hypnotized, but
I actually did a hypnosis when I was like in the thick of an eating disorder and I was like trying all these like stupid ways to lose weight, and I actually went for a session with someone who liked to lose weight, which was crazy. And I actually can't believe that they let me do it because I was really thin. And they did this session for me to like lose weight. And then they gave me like a tape afterwards that I had to play and like fall asleep to. And it's going to make me like stop eating and like lose. It was going to like lose my appetite.
Did it work?
No.
But that's probably for the best then.
It was definitely for the best. Yeah. But yeah.
That's actually really bad. I didn't know that.
Really, really bad. Really unethical that they did that.
Yeah, really bad.
I was going to say, I don't do. So I was kind of joking. I would never hypnotize someone to change the behavior. I only do it for fun. Just to entertain people. Yeah. Dangerous. You're getting into you don't know if it's going to be good for someone. It's
you're kind of like playing with their lives.
You are. It's a lot of responsibility.
I do think, like, everything gets done in my life. It's not a great system. I understand that it's really annoying for you, but it's not that annoying for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
thanks.
Kind of like that. I do think sometimes it's like a house of cards, and I'm like, if you pull that one, who the fuck knows what's going to come down next?
Gotcha.
Could be everything. You know what I mean? But this, it's a very I'm under no illusions that my entire life is a very fragile ecosystem, and if you pull one thing, that could just be it. Yeah, who's to know?
Have you got any like real career highs that you're like, that was the one?
You are a published author.
Yeah, I am. But I feel a lot more affinity. Like, I feel a lot prouder of what we do. Like, I run a non-organisation called the Have a Goes. And it's just a group of it's supposed to make sport less intimidating. If you ever go to like a triathlon, for example, it's just like white middle-aged men who can like afford it, basically. Like, you'll never see like plus size women. You won't actually see that many women in general. You definitely don't see very many young people, obviously, because of the cost. You don't really see many people of color. Like, they're just not very accessible events. You don't see people with disabilities. Like, they're very like, they know what makes the money and they kind of stick with it. And my mum did her first Ironman competition age 50.
Wow.
And that's it's huge. And I've got into stuff, and we took my sister, and she did a triathlon with me in 2019, and it was her first one. And I realized, because I've done this stuff for quite a long time and I've been involved in like sport for a long time, so I think I hadn't really appreciated how inaccessible it was. And doing it with a beginner, I was like, fucking hell, this is bullshit. Like, this is really bad. And so I started this group called the Hags, the Have a Goes, and it's all about basically making exercise more accessible. So we go and do events together. So last year we took like 500 hags to go and run a 10K, and then we took 80 of them to do a triathlon. We did the Three Peaks with them. We got a half marathon coming up in a month, and it's really cool. So like, that's my favorite. Like, the highlight of my whole career and life and anything I've ever done was last July. We did the A6 10K through London with the Hags, and I was at the back with our last hag who was coming in, and I was a bit nervous with her because we were the last people on the whole course, and I just thought everyone's going to have gone, and I was like, this is going to be a bit deflating for her. And we got around the corner, and all the hags that had done the event had waited for her and ran across the finish line with her, and I was just like, oh, so my amazing. God, like, humans are amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was the best ever. Got it on film, and I watch it whenever I'm sad. So yeah, like, that, everything we do there is my favourite. Like,
you can tell you're both proud with all the work that you do. Do you feel a lot of responsibility for the work that you do on the podcast and the things you talk about? Because, I mean, I know you're anti-diet shamers, am I saying that right?
No, anti-diet culture.
Anti-diet culture, sorry.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility to talk about.
It's a lot. It's because it's a very emotive subject as well, and something that women especially are very entrenched in and have been for like their entire lives. So it is difficult, and we do really have to like tackle.
I think it's harder for you as well, because a lot of people like, and I say this with love, but trauma dump. Mm-hmm. Like, because Al's so open about her own experiences with anorexia, I think a lot of people bring their pain to her, and that can be quite difficult.
Yeah.
Like, that's a massive responsibility you have on your shoulders.
Yeah. Because then, even if I open a DM and see it, I suddenly feel like I have this responsibility now, and like, how do I answer in the right way that's not going to like trigger someone or make them feel like I, you know, like not seen or whatever, which actually isn't my responsibility, but you feel it. So, and it's difficult as well, because even with the podcast, which is long form, we can't cover all the nuances of everything. And there is always going to be stones left unturned, and it's difficult. And I do get scared. I mean, we're often like, did we do that right? Did we do that interview right? And often we don't.
Disappointing people is really difficult, but then it's also like, we have to, I think you can't, with the audience that we do, the listeners, and with anybody, you can't disappoint. It's impossible to disappoint someone, right? That happens because they've put their expectations onto you, and you can, you know, like, that doesn't give you a free pass to be an absolute bell end, but it does just afford you a bit of respite from responsibility, which is important when you're doing this, because otherwise you can feel like the weight of the world on you. And when you're told you're disappointed by people who you really value and you're really trying to help, it's really hard. Yeah. But I think like learning that we can only do our best and to have faith in that we're trying our best and doing what we think is right, which is interesting with the deleting things, because I also think we have to have permission to fuck up, say the wrong thing, apologize, delete stuff, go back on what we say and change our minds. And I think this is something that young people or like millennials, and we find it with the podcast, you find it with social media, it's getting better, but everybody's always like, do better, change your mind. Like, have you considered this perspective? You know, do the learning. Everybody says this all the time, but then they don't give anybody any space to do any better, because you start doing better and then they're like, well, don't you remember in 2019 you said this? And so actually, like, you're very hypocritical. So I think, I mean, this is super cheesy, but I love cheese. I'm trying to convince Hal to do a fridge magnet line with me. But I was like, if you can't, it's going to be so good. If you can't change your mind, you can't change the world, which I really like. And I think with that, it's just basically we have to give ourselves permission to, like, be wrong.
And, like, let people down.
Yeah.
Like, a prime example of that is during the pandemic, like, when my account started to sort of take off on Instagram, and it was because like during the pandemic, I gained a lot of weight, as a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. We were stripped of our routines. Our life was in chaos. And I was showing my body, but like showing it in like a positive context of like, I've gained weight and like, that's okay. That's cool. Like, look at me. I'm still like living, breathing fine. Like, it's not the end of the world. And then once we started to like sort of come out of, you know, lockdown and everything, and my routine returned, I then lost weight. And that was really difficult because it was noticed immediately. I would get comments all the time, messages all the time, people saying like, basically I've let them down, like I've disappointed them. And that was really difficult
that
because you
harsh.
Do feel like you, even though I know that's not my responsibility and I can do whatever I want with my body can change however it wants to, you do still feel then, you know, because it's so difficult, it's so emotive. So yeah, it's tricky. Social media is really hard to navigate and just develop a thick skin. You have to, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose so long as you girls, as you said, you know that you're coming from genuinely a place of you absolutely do want to do the best job you can, you really actually do want to help, that's all you can do.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course you're not going to get it all right, and that's okay.
Yeah. We're not very good at letting people do things badly. No, that's not true. We're not very good at forgiving women, I think. Mm. Like, men can, like, generally speaking, you know, like, look at some famous men and the scandals that have followed them forever and ever, and it's just like, oh, whatever. Like, Armie Hammer's still working, even though he's got, like, the arguably, like, the most scandal ever following him. Whereas, like, Alex has, like, lost, like, half a stone and everyone's just like, well, that fucking bitch. And it's just like, she didn't eat anyone, but okay.
Yeah, that's tough. I could sit and talk to you all day about this stuff. I want to ask one last fun question and then we're going to do a magic trick. Question, literally, because it popped into my head earlier and I just wanted to ask you for fun. What's your pet peeve?
Oh my God, it's probably me. Am I your pet peeve?
Oh shit, what's pet peeve?
Oh Jesus.
I think it tells you a lot about the person.
Oh, like this is so unfair, but like the sound of saliva in other people's mouths.
Really yeah, gross. That's difficult.
When eating?
Yeah, like tutting or like, not tutting because I tut, as it turns out, but sort of like sucking your teeth or like that kind of like, any sort of like big sound of...
Spitting tea on the table.
No, spitting's fine. It's very specific, like when the saliva's in the mouth and it's like...
What about you, Peppy?
It's very irrational, but the wind really, really makes me angry.
Really?
I feel like someone's out to get me when it's windy. My hair goes all over the place. It like sticks to my like lipstick and I just makes me like punch the air. Completely irrational.
Which words will do nothing, sadly. It's a real shame.
Absolutely nothing. I'm never going to win against nature. No, but it does drive me mad. I feel like someone's doing to me.
I know what you mean. An umbrella in the wind would drive me crazy.
So embarrassing. That's another really embarrassing thing.
At the start of the show, I mentioned that I would teach Em how to read minds. So before we started, I had a little bit of a chat with her to teach her some of my techniques. I don't want to tell you how all of them work because some things should remain a mystery, but all I'm saying is she was a lot better at it than I thought she was going to be.
Right, girls, thank you so much for all the chat. I want to finish off on a high or possibly the biggest low because we're going to take the pressure off me a little bit here and we're going to put all the pressure on you. You girls know each other very well, but there are things about each other that you do not know. And you told me that you've only known each other 3 years, which means you weren't childhood friends.
No.
So what I'm going to have you do, Alex, and try not to say anything, to give anything away, because the more you speak, the more you risk maybe giving something. Take a few minutes now while we chat, and I want you to think about when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Go back to your childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
If you can remember what that looks like, even better. And have a look around in your head. If you need to close your eyes, you can do that to kind of picture it. And I want you to get a few things in your head, or as many as you like, that you can see in the room. Now, don't make it generic. Don't think just bed, wall.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I was going to say sink there, but why would there be a sink, sink in the bedroom? Do you have a couple of things?
It was a prison cell.
Okay, good. And you can think of some more now if you want. It was. Yeah. It was hard time.
I was, like in and out of GV. It was
we weren't friends with Alex then. That was all Alex. While you get those in your head, really try and concentrate on them.
Okay.
Before the show started, I took you outside and I told you how to do some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Just for the record, you don't necessarily know exactly how you're going to do this. You're just... looking for a few cues, which means we don't expect to get this right. And if it completely goes AWOL, I'll step in and help as
If it goes wrong, that would be very on brand.
Okay.
So if I pull this off, then I'll be amazed.
First thing I'm going to ask you to do is put your hands up like this.
Yeah.
Alex, and if you would just touch hands, like I showed you how to earlier, just touch hands. Perfect.
Oh my God, mine are so sweaty. I'm sorry.
They are, aren't they?
That's why I got you to do it.
So small.
You've got
I know, I've got really big fingers.
Oh,
that's adorable. Why have we never come across this before?
Oh my God.
You should do this before every episode just to get in sync, girls.
Why are my fingers so much longer than
they are so big.
And I've always said that. I've got they're thin. They're just like alien hands.
Same.
It's like you guys are meeting for the first time. Okay, so
they are. We're going to slip off. So why are you pushing as well?
That's a tell. Keep a note of that. That's all right.
Okay. Is it? Yeah, she's panicking, isn't she?
She is panicking. Okay, so look each other in the eyes for a second. Not Em. Remember, relax.
This is about as intimate as we've ever got.
Yeah.
Just gonna let you know.
It's going to get more intense. What do you see?
Okay.
Look each other in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, yes or no? Do you have something in your head right now you could concentrate on?
Yeah.
Pick a few because it'll give us room to make mistakes.
Okay, and like go through all of them kind of thing.
Yeah, if you can.
Just
the more you can visualize what they actually look like, the better. By the way, not people. People makes it difficult if you're looking at like my mum's there, that can be hard.
Yeah, no.
And try not to go for things like I see a receipt with the number 623. Like more just pictures, colours, that sort of thing. Can you do that?
Yeah.
And I can just ask general questions about what I can see in
so
the room.
So before we do, we might do you remember the things I told you to do?
Yes.
If you get it wrong, it's okay.
Okay. No, I think I got
it. You got it?
Yeah, I remember. I told you I'd be a good investigator.
Let's go.
Okay,
let's see what you can do.
Okay. Is there like a blanket on your bed? Is it pink? Maybe?
Is that closer? We're going to need feedback.
It's close. Yeah, okay, just keep me included.
Okay, so you said that was close. Was that one of the things you were picturing? Is that just there was a blanket? Because that's quite generic.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it purple?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought so.
Okay. Nice. And did you have like posters on the walls? They're like a red. Did you have like Liverpool posters on your wall?
Yes.
No way. Like footballers. Yeah. Who was it?
It was an LFC poster.
Okay,
pause for a second. Just for the record, are you just saying yes to make her look good?
No, she
wouldn't want me to look good.
Because nobody ever gets a bang on that fast. I knew it was a proper blanket, but I...
Okay,
was the LFC... Was it actually, what player was it? Or was it the team?
It was the team.
It was the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a soft toy? Like, was it an elephant? No. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Fuck off. No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was it called something like Ellie or Nelly?
Yes.
Oh, you're good. Do we want to stop there while you're ahead?
No. Wait, we can. Okay, I have one more question.
Do you have more things?
I have one more question just based on our friendship, and I'm going to guess that there was a Will Young poster. Or was it a band?
No.
Okay, that was just my guess as a friend.
Okay.
That wasn't
actually a band. I was thinking about that, and then I was actually going to put that down, and then I was like, that was before my time, it wouldn't have been there.
No. Okay. So I think we've got it. Have we got it?
Was there anything? Okay, so did you have more that you're thinking? Okay, look at me for a second, I'll try the rest. You can relax your hands for a moment.
Wait.
I'll try and get more specific.
How many did you just guess? Because I had five. You got Nelly, the purple blanket, LFC, so there's two more.
I don't think there was a you said a poster of who?
I said guess Will Young.
And that was just a guess.
Yeah, okay, I've got the other two.
Okay, so that's close to that because that just jogged your memory, which means it probably was something about another celebrity or something you were a fan of because typically you'll think back to being, trying to think, you say, when were you born?
88.
So I don't know whether it would have been cassettes or CDs, but probably a CD of some sort.
Yeah.
Is that a boy band?
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
What was the CD?
I don't know. I can't. I just remember seeing them on a CD. It was blue and they were in white.
Okay, I'll try and get one. Do you have any more off the top of your head?
I do have one more thing. It's just so random, but...
Do you ever, I feel like possibly you're getting distracted with other things. Can you, okay. Is it something you vividly imagine as like a picture? Like
yeah, I can see it.
Could you imagine it. It in your hands?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, you've shown me how big it is. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be like, it won't be a plush toy, but it'll be something soft.
Yes.
And light.
Quite light, yeah.
It's not another, it's not like a, it's not a pillow. It is a pillow.
Yeah.
Okay, that was sort of a guess. There's, but you're saying that it's hard to guess, which means there's something specific about it. So it's either in a weird shape or you got it for a string. Is it like the... Okay, so it's not like a teddy bear, but it's it means something. Did you get it for a specific occasion? It wasn't like when you were born? Oh, for your christening or something
Fuck
like
off.
That? Was that it?
No way! Yeah!
Is that what it was?
Christening pillow,
oh, I'm going to yeah. take that. That's good. Hey, a high five. We absolutely smashed that one.
Holy shit.
He I didn't expect that. You to get that much right.
No, I didn't expect us to get that
no offense
right.
or anything. I know you
no,
said you were good.
But you
picked that up really, really quickly.
I know. I told you I'd be a good investigator. Like, holy shit, Al. He's just
You're
in,
have
your,
to give
he's
me
in your bedroom.
I will not be able to sleep tonight. Like, I need something. Because I wrote it down and I've held on to this the whole time.
Yeah.
So you can't have seen it.
Yeah, we'll check it at the end to see how...
You're not going to want to be friends with me anymore now I have this access.
I know for the record as well, because like. People will think, oh, he wrote it down. And, but you actually, you asked to do that. I didn't make you do that. You requested to do that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
because I was worried I was going to forget.
Yeah.
But I even took the box to the toilet.
That's right, you did. You yeah. did. Was there anything else you were thinking of in your head?
That was the
what colour were the walls in your room? Is it pink or no?
I think they were just white.
Just white walls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a guess. Probably should have quit while I was ahead there. That's okay.
I honestly, I think getting a Backstreet Boys CD is about as, like, that's unreal.
Christening
and
pillow.
And the christening pillow. What the hell? Who had a christening pillow?
I didn't have a christening pillow.
I didn't. I didn't. What is it?
Can't even remember if I had a christening.
What is a christening pillow?
It's just a little white pillow and, like, with your name on it.
That's nice.
I beautiful. I love it. Well, listen, girls, thank you so, so much for coming on to Influence. I'm going to give you, though, the mic for a second. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners about, apart from the podcast? Because obviously they're going to go listen to Should I Delete That? We're about to record an episode right now where maybe we'll talk some secrets. But is there anything else that's happening that you want to talk about?
You're going to have to do it. I'm stunned. I can't speak.
That's good.
I have nothing.
Just baffled.
You can follow us on Instagram. Alex is Alex White_London.
_LDN.
And I'm Emma_Clarkson. And that's it.
Well,
sorry.
Thank you so, so much for coming on. I'm glad that's the whole goal. That's good. Oh, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Never, ever tell her my secrets.
No way.
Keep that to yourself. That's good. Girls, thank you for coming on Influenced. And both of you, always remember to watch your thoughts because you never know who might be listening. Here's what's coming up on next week's episode. You did absolutely perfectly.
What's the hell?
It is a little bit weird, isn't it?
A little.
How do you feel?
I feel exposed. Oh my gosh.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza? Eliza's a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction. Or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.